Mildred Wirt Benson, a writer who influenced generations of young women, has died. Chances are you don't know that name because her most famous books were written under a pseudonym, Carolyn Keene. She wrote 23 of the 30 original Nancy Drew mysteries. Mildred Wirt Benson began her career as a journalist and was writing her column at the Toledo Blade yesterday when she became ill. She died later at Toledo Hospital. She was 96 years old. In 1993, Mildred Benson spoke with NPR Susan Stamberg about writing The Secret of the Old Clock, the first book in the Nancy Drew series, published in 1930.
The plot was furnished, but it was a very short, routine type of plot, you know, something hidden in an old clock. That idea is as old as the hills. And there was no suggestion whatsoever as to the character. So I made Nancy a sort of a perfect person. It was your inner self more than a real person. Someone who never made any mistakes. They always made the right decision. They always were courageous. They never failed, you know. It's just what everyone would love to do.
Mildred Benson speaking with Susan Stamberg in 1993. Carolyn Dyer is a professor of journalism at the University of Iowa and co-editor of the book Rediscovering Nancy Drew, and she joins us from the studios of WSUI in Iowa City. Carolyn, how much of Millie Benson was actually in the character of Nancy Drew?
Oh, I think a great deal. She grew up in a tiny town in Iowa. Her father was a doctor. She was given a great deal of freedom to come and go and play in the woods and all of those adventurous kind of things. And she was very athletic. She wasn't perhaps quite so refined as she made Nancy, but other than that, her adventurous spirit was there very evidently.
Benson was an independent woman, a modern woman. I mean, she flew a plane. She's an aviatrix.
Yeah, she was a little on the tough side. She was a crusty reporter. Someone has said that if she had one, she would have worn a fedora with a press pass in her hat. She was very bold. I mean, she was lost in the Amazon at one point on her own adventure as an archaeologist.
You're kidding.
No.
When was this?
In the 60s, I believe.
So she is someone who would just go off on her own on adventures, like Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it true that she was criticized by the publisher initially because Nancy Drew was actually too modern?
Yes, it is true. But the book was successful and the company continued to hire her.
Why did she write under the pseudonym Carolyn Keene?
The publisher of the books used pseudonyms for all of his books because then if a writer left, he could continue the series with someone else. In fact, she did leave Nancy Drew after book 7 and missed 3 of them because they reduced the pay during the Depression. And she wouldn't work for that lowered pay.
Did she mind that she had to keep it a secret for some 50 years?
She did more and more over time. People often ask whether she was disturbed that she didn't make any royalties, and that doesn't ever seem to have bothered her as much as not being recognized for creating the character that she did and the memories that so many people had.
Carolyn Dyer, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Carolyn Dyer is a journalism professor at the University of Iowa and co-editor of the book Rediscovering Nancy Drew. She spoke to us today about Mildred Benson, the original author of the Nancy Drew mysteries. She died yesterday in Toledo, Ohio, at the age of 96.